walking down the road to life, although all hope seems gone, I just move on.
When I can't find a single star to hang my wish upon, I just move on, I move on.
I run so fast, a shotgun blast can hurt me not one bit.
I'm on my toes, 'cause heaven knows a moving target's hard to hit.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Broadway's Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle bring We Just Move On, their critically acclaimed sold-out cabaret concert salute to Candor and Ebb, to the Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut, before a return engagement at New York City's Feinstein's 54 Below Supper Club early next month. This evening of song and story features hits from Broadway shows that include Cabaret, Chicago, and Zorba. Robbins and Swindle will perform We Just Move On this Saturday evening. Once again, that is at the Sharon Playhouse, and we welcome them to the Roundtable right now. Jana and Haley, welcome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much
Great
for having us.
Here.
So tell me how you put, let's go back a little. Tell me first how you met and decided to create a show together.
I'll start with that. This is Jana talking.
Jana.
Haley and I had never met one another, and we're both lucky enough to be cast in an off-Broadway show that has currently been running at St. Luke's Theater here in New York for a year and a half now, called...
This one's
That's
for
funny.
The girls.
Thank you. This one's for the girls. And we just had a great affinity toward another, affinity toward each other's performance style. And Haley came up with the idea of wanting to work with me on something else.
Right. And I had found out early on that we had both played Sally Bowles. And
in cabaret.
I saw Jana perform
in cabaret,
of course. Yes, sorry.
That's okay.
And I saw Jana perform in a Candor and Ebb evening, and I was like, oh my God, we have to do. I came up to her and I said, I had this idea of doing The Rink together, which of course starred Liza Minnelli and Chita Rivera, and I said, we should bring this back. And Jana said, well, maybe we should start with a night of Candor and Ebb. So that's kind of how this all began, and Jana wrote and directed it, and it's been a pretty great journey. We first performed how long ago at 54? Like 6 months ago, right, Jana?
Like 6 months ago, we did the show.
Mm-hmm.
We sold out two shows, and before we had even done the first of them, we were already invited to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That must
mm-hmm.
be a good feeling.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So once you decide you're going to build the show together, how do you pick the songs and the flow of the evening and sort of give us a little bit of a preview of how it rolls out?
Well, as I was, you know, working on that, I think the first thing that I did and then shared with Haley and we both looked at it is I always actually begin with the music, the songs that I have an affinity to, rather than mm-hmm. writing a show and trying to fit the songs in it. I actually mm-hmm. narrow down to the songs that each of us have an affinity toward performing and then start looking at how they might fit together, what feels like a great opening, what feels like a great closing, and what would take us on the journey together. And as always, because I've put together a number of cabaret shows and do direct quite a bit, I realized that we were singing Candor and Ebb, but the bottom line was we were telling the story of two women coming to New York City with a dream. And that's how it rolls out. It truly has to do with our ambitions as women, as actresses, and ultimately as mothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you go ahead, Taylor. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just saying that it really celebrates. We both have always loved Candor and Ebb because their characters, whether it be Cabaret or Chicago, Zorba, Florida, Red Menace, they celebrate both the strength and the vulnerability of women, their characters. So we have always been, I've always gravitated to them because of that. And I think this show does that as well. And it's interesting because, yes, we both looked at songs but that we've had an affinity to, but there's only one song in the show that I've ever sung before. And a lot of the songs we're singing together. You know, it was pretty amazing. We're like, oh, we're going to do a whole thing of solos and blah, 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 blah. But so much of this we do together, right, Jana? which has been exciting.
It's true. I think it's unusual in that manner. 54 Below was actually doing a summer series of duo performances. They were putting together well-known people in show business that were mothers and daughters. They were putting together people that were starring in Broadway shows together. And we had already had this idea, so it fits right in. But Haley's in my duo show. I would say we're singing 80% of the show together, and it's very exciting because we've been told, and I think we both feel it on stage, that individually we're very strong performers, but together everyone tells us we're unstoppable, and it actually feels that way. Such great things have happened since we started working.
Absolutely. I feel that way too. And Jana's really crafted an incredible, incredible show. She's a great writer and a great director, so she's been at the helm of this, which has been really exciting. Really exciting. So, and this is our first show that isn't in New York, so we're super excited. We're kind of like our first hit in the road stop. We're very, very excited.
How did it come to pass that you'll be at the Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut this Saturday?
Robert, who is now the co-artistic director, Robert Levenstein, actually worked with us on this one's for the girls. And I had worked with Robert when he was at the Algonquin Playhouse on another Broadway show that I was in. So we are both on it. Haley, have you worked with Robert before?
I'd never worked with Robert before.
All right. So we both, you know, so she met him and we reconnected doing this one's for the girls. So he's intimately familiar with our work.
Mm-hmm. And one of my best friends lives up near Lakeville. So I'd spent a lot of time up there in college, and I'd always wanted to work at the Sharon Playhouse, and for some reason it just never worked out. I even got offered a show there at one point, even before I moved to the city, but something else came up and I couldn't do it. So I'm finally getting there. I'm very excited.
Congratulations. Can you tell us some of the songs that are part of the show?
Sure.
I think some of the best-known songs, Haley sings Maybe This Time. I think everybody's familiar with that. New York, New York is in the show. I think people are very familiar with that song. What other songs might be?
All That Jazz.
Correct.
We do all that a little bit jazz. Of All That Jazz. Sing Happy, which is another great song. We do some of the really funny stuff is stuff people might not necessarily know, because Ken Renab wrote so many great songs for two women that are super funny, and there's some fun surprises in there, like the song The Grass Is Always Greener that we do, which is kind of a, I don't know, Jana, explain Grass Is Always Greener.
Well, Kendra never known, there's always, for some reason, a comedy number between two women. There is in Cabaret, there is in Chicago, and we chose to put something in called The Grass Is Always Greener, which I think was from Woman of the Year. And it was originally written with lyrics about an actress and a housewife mother, each admiring that the grass was greener in the other's life. And Haley and I have taken that song and actually written lyrics about our own lives, which are very inside funny, and we have a great time with it. So there's comedy, there's drama, and there's a lot of pizzazz to the show because of the New York, New York numbers. And those
absolutely.
When you remove a song from the context of the theatrical piece for which it was created and perform it in a cabaret, does that change the way you approach it as an actor and as a singer?
That is a wonderful question.
That's a great question.
I love that you asked that. I think that it does. I mean, I think that you end up playing both things at the same time because you do understand where the song is coming from, and I think that you know, infers where you're going to go with it. But in cabaret, it's a much more intimate experience, and you literally are there with the people you are singing to. And also, given the premise of our show and the storyline of it, at times it's tweaked just a tiny bit and played slightly differently than it may have been originally sung in the show.
You kind of create your own version as well. And our show is, it's almost like I'm hesitant to use the word cabaret because it's so much of a story itself, I feel like, Jana, right? I mean, the story that
one of the lovely reviews we got, and I really appreciated it, is they said, that we had created a mini Broadway show, and I appreciate that. We said it's for the cabaret, so we run about an hour, 12-hour, somewhere between an hour, 12, hour 15. If it indeed were a mini Broadway show, then I would want to expand what we're doing and probably run it at least an hour and a half, and we'd put in, you know, a couple of additional songs. So it's in the cabaret format and timed like cabaret, but that's what we have been told, and I'm thrilled that people are proceeding it that way.
Mm-hmm. We were voted. We were lucky enough to be voted. I think we were in the top eight of last year for New York Cabaret at the end of the year, Jana, right?
Well, in reality, I think it was top 10, Haley.
Top 10,
but
okay.
I think that's
top
a good
10,
number.
we'll go with 10. I thought it was
Yeah,
eight.
We'll go with top 10.
Top 10.
New York Cabaret
yeah, top
2018.
10, top 10 Cabaret in New York City is still really very high up. Very well done.
I think so,
We were thrilled.
And
we were thrilled.
Very much so.
Do you have hopes or plans to take your show on the road anywhere else?
I think that's why I'll let Haley answer that actually in detail. But I think that's why Haley said we're so excited to be coming to the Sharon Playhouse, because this will be our first stop ever taking the show that was built for 54 Below in New York City to the Sharon Playhouse. At the moment, we do have plans to also take it down to a huge performing arts center in Tampa, which is actually where Haley grew up. It's
My
called
family
the Strad
there.
Center. And we're going to be performing down there, too. And, yes, we do hope to book this around the country.
Yes. Well, what's so great about this show is that, I mean, Jana and I both have incredibly busy lives. Jana is as well as a Broadway performer. She's an amazing Broadway producer. So she's got her projects. I've got my projects, a lot of which are with her. But also we're both, she's a grandmother and I'm a mother. So getting to go and do this in a few stops along the way is really, really exciting. And that's what's so great about this show is we can kind of come back, do our job, do, you know, producing here and then go and do a stop in Tampa. But it's kind of a special thing for us in that we get to do kind of the cities we really want to play, as opposed to we're not going to go on a tour, but we are going to play. I mean, we're getting to play my hometown. We're getting to play Sharon, which is thrilling, but it's not something we would do, you know, full time, but we love getting to kind of do stops here and there. Right, Jana?
Correct.
Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle will be at the Sharon Playhouse in Sharon, Connecticut on Saturday evening with their concert, We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb. Thank you both very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely,
bye-bye.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye. To learn more, you can visit SharonPlayhouse.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.